Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Raquel Cepeda, in for Maria Hinojosa. While migrants are on the road looking for a new life, sometimes travel's just for fun. But for people of color, travel can bring about sometimes surprising experiences, for better and for worse. The New York Times recently featured an article about traveling while Black written by friend of Latino USA, Farai Chidea. Chidea is a novelist and journalist, and currently she is the host and producer of the podcast One with Farai. We invited her to speak with us about traveling while Black and brown. Welcome back to Latino USA, Farai.
Thanks so much, Raquel. It's great to talk to you.
Likewise. So what drives you to travel and what's your mission?
Well, for me, travel is a way to open my soul and to expand my sense of the world, because I believe I come from an intercultural family. So my father is from Zimbabwe in Southern Africa, and my mother is Black American from a family, you know, my mother's family, which mainly raised me, is very into genealogy. So we trace our history back to farmers on the East Coast, you know, back several generations, and we're mixed with Scottish. And your book, of course, speaks very much to all of the different, you know, streams of humanity that go into the beings that we are today. And so when I travel, you know, I was in Paris recently talking in Franglish, you know, French, English, you know, about racism in France with a Moroccan immigrant cab driver. And that's the kind of thing that helps me understand the world, you know?
Yeah, I totally feel you there. I mean, I think we travel differently. You know, I'm reminded also of that book, Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert, and where she says, you know, she talks about walking, I believe in Naples, and saying, you know, when I walk, I'm tall, I'm waspy, I turn red in the sun, and, you know, I stand out like a sore thumb. And I feel like we travel so differently, and I want you to talk about this by blending in, right?
Yep.
We blend in a way that many Americans that we perceive as being white don't. Would you agree, disagree?
Absolutely. I call it masking, where it's not as if you look exactly like a local. I mean, often I'm in a place where I'm not exactly like the people, like in southern India, where the people are the same color as me. But I remember being in Bangalore, And the only racial comment that I got, I mean, maybe people said things that I couldn't understand, and I take that as a given. But the only racial comment that I got that was not at all hostile was a guy with a young daughter in his arms, about 2 years old, says, "Look at Auntie. Auntie has beautiful hair. Look at her hair." You know, and it's like he was, you know, we were the same skin color, but I have dreadlocks. And he was just pointing out to his kid that I have dreadlocks. But it wasn't at all hostile. If anything, it was very sweet.
Wow. And how about the places where we stick out? I mean, I remember I was going to Austria and I was like, oh, God, this is going to be crazy because I know I'm going to stand out from everybody. But basically what happened there was that two things happened. One, I was either mistaken for being Turkish or for being a Dominican prostitute.
Oh, my goodness. That's, you know, yeah, sometimes you see sides of things that are not pretty. You know, for example, in my travels throughout Southern Africa, sometimes I see, for example, women being treated in ways that I completely don't appreciate. And it's not just Southern Africa, but because I have roots there, it really hurts me when I see that, when I see, you know, patriarchy manifest and writ large. And, you know, we have it in the United States, but it's different. It's particularly different if you are, for example, a rural woman who really has nowhere to turn if you don't stay with a husband who doesn't treat you with respect. And so sometimes it's, you know, it cuts close to the bone when you travel, when you also realize how much privilege you have. You know, every person of color in the United States, no matter, you know, what racial slurs we hear or what other nonsense we go through, when it comes down to it, we are still among the most privileged people in the world. And also traveling makes us realize that.
What can people of color glean from traveling that may inform them on a personal level, maybe even a spiritual level?
Depending on where you go, you realize that, you know, most of the world is, you know, brownish one way or the other. You know, even our maps are not accurate. Our maps show the Americas and Europe as larger in proportion to the rest of the world than they are. So even things like map making have become very politicized. And so we don't have to accept a lot of the narratives that we get in American society about self-worth. I think that America in general, you know, and part of this is how we view achievement and financial success, but America in general, I believe, produces people who are less happy than our material circumstances would indicate, because nothing is ever enough. Like, if you have the BMW, why don't you have the fancier BMW? At some point, you have to accept that whatever your life is, you can certainly change your life, but that your life really is, if you're living in this country, probably among the most materially rich lives in the world. And so, first of all, it can give you a sense of grounding in that way, but also you can realize that you are part of a legacy of people from different diasporas, you know, the crossroads of cultures that have brought you to this place in this time. So as an African American, going to Africa gives me that, but I also meeting Afro-Latinos in my travels throughout you know, Central and Latin America has also given me another perspective. Seeing what we call otherness makes you find the connections between the other and the self. And then consequently, yourself gets stronger. Yourself becomes more grounded.
Farai, thanks for joining us on Latino USA.
It is my absolute pleasure.
Farai today is the host and producer of the podcast One with Farai, available for download on iTunes.